The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Today, of course, we hear a strange set of events in Mark's gospel. Whether Mark put them together narratively or whether they really happened, boom, boom, just exactly as Mark implies they did, it is a very interesting thing. Because the first thing that happens is Jesus gives this dire prediction of his passion. Yes, it has the hope of the resurrection built into it, but there is this dire prediction of, you know, people spitting at him and scourging him and crucifying him, and then he's going to rise from the dead. And it almost seems like ding, it just bounces right off the apostles. There's no response. They don't know what to say. Jesus doesn't, you know, judge them for this, obviously. You know, he doesn't think anything. He's telling them what's going to happen. He's going to repeat this prediction of his crucifixion and what's going to happen, because that's Jesus's technique. It's how he works in our lives. And what he does is he presents it right over to the apostles, right? He presents them with this thought, and of course it'll bounce the first time. We'll see, he does it another time, and it's going to bounce a little less, you know. And then, you know, finally, of course, as stuff becomes imminent, they're thinking, oh my gosh, you know, is he really serious? It's starting to penetrate a little bit. And Jesus is teaching them each time. He says, you know, the cross is part of who we are. We have to accept the cross. It's our whole lives aren't going to be the cross. You're going to be filled with all kinds of joy and love, but there's going to be the cross. And that's part of the way of redemption, where it's inescapable. It's part of our purification. It's the opportunity we have to offer them up for the life and the salvation of souls. It's the part of, you know, the way we let go of, you know, superficiality and pride and within ourselves. It's all very important in a way. But, you know, again, it's Jesus's technique, you know, and it's, I find this so to be true in my own spiritual life. You know, it's bounce, bounce. Spitzer will get it soon. Bounce. You know, and of course, eventually, I start taking it in a little bit, and then a little bit more. But he doesn't push it. The second thing we can learn about Jesus' technique from this gospel reading is the second part, where the James and John come, and it's like they present him with this, are you kidding me, request, right? I mean, it's like, teacher, we need to ask you something. Okay, what's that? What's the request? When you come into your kingdom, let my brother sit at your right and me at your left. That's okay, right? I mean, let us have the primary places. Right, sitting at your right and your left, that's a big deal. That means you're the best friend and the next to the best friend of me. You're the two most important guys around. And of course, Jesus doesn't chide him. You know, for me, you know, I listen to this and I go, you know, it's like, holy mackerel, you know. And of course, Jesus actually respects them. He goes right to where they are. The Lord speaks to people where they're listening, where they are capable of listening. He speaks with gentle tones. They're persistent. And of course, he's kind of working at it, and sometimes he ups the volume when we're not getting it. And, you know, but he's very respectful. So he says to them, he says, you know, oh, can you drink the cup that I'm going to drink from? And of course, with complete assurance, you know, as the apostles, you know, frequently without doubt, but frequently wrong. They, of course, say, yes, of course we can. We can do this. And, of course, Jesus says, okay, from the cup I'm going to drink from, you're going to drink from too. In other words, you're going to suffer persecution too. But I hate to tell you this, sitting at my right and left, it's not for me to give you, but my heavenly Father. And then he draws the gentle lesson from it. Don't be like the Gentiles. It's not about who's got the high promotion. It's not about who's on top. It's not about who's got, you know, the greatest office. It's not about what your position is in the kingdom of heaven. It's just about being in heaven with me, which is your joy, in the special way to which you have been, by which you have been called, and to which you have been called by me, with your gifts, with your abilities in life. You're going to be have them all brought to fruition, and you're going to have this perfectly unique position in heaven where you belong and where you can relate to everybody in that kingdom, and you're going to be happy. Don't worry about ego comparative advantage. Don't worry about position. Worry about one thing: helping as many people to get into the kingdom of heaven by the truth I preach as you can. And that will be, of course, the assurance of being on the road to the salvation I have promised, to being a saint in heaven. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.